The study by the Vera Institute of Justice analyzed prison budgets in 44 states. New York made the largest spending cut by closing three prisons, saving almost $50 million. On the other end of the spectrum, Wyoming's prison budget jumped almost $50 million to cover the cost of building a new prison. Wisconsin's prison spending rose by $25 million. And prison reform advocates like Milwaukee District Attorney John Chisholm say that trend will continue unless the state changes its current truth in sentencing policy.
We're spending close to $1.3 billion a year on our correctional system. And if you went back to the 1980s and 1990s, it was about a third of that cost. And we're projecting that it's going to become $2.5 billion soon if we don't make some significant changes.
Chisholm co-authored a recent Wisconsin Law Review article with UW-Madison law professor Ken Strait, calling for giving judges more flexibility to make the punishment fit both the crime and the criminal's chance to be rehabilitated. Ken Strait says right now the state is spending too much on just warehousing people and not enough helping them change their behavior.
Most of the research says unless you're willing to spend a substantial amount of the money in that transitional period of time, and that might be intensive supervision, it might be outpatient treatment program, you're just blowing your money in the earlier time.
Both Strait and Chisholm say a larger investment in prison diversion programs like drug treatment courts will eventually help shrink the prison budget. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.